Father in heaven, I thank you for the joy of worship. To be able to get together and to lift our voice. You tell us in your word that it's just sweet, sweet sound to your ears when your children sing your praises. Father, what a privilege that is for us to gather in this place and to sing. The voice, our hearts desire to be able to please you and to honor you and to serve you. But Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for this incredible privilege. And I thank you for this moment now to be able to open your word and to dig into it. And I pray that it would be your word in the presence of your Holy Spirit that teaches us. I pray that you'd help me to not to get in the way of the work that your Spirit's doing here. Pray that you would take all of this and use it for your glory, that you might be lifted up. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Good morning, church family. It is good to see you here. It is a beautiful day. I got up a little more earlier than normal this morning, and I was up and about, and here it is, this gorgeous day. I couldn't help but think of how odd that is, how in every day, whether it's a good day or a stormy day or whatever, there's in some aspect of life we're rejoicing, some aspect of your life we're maybe worried, other aspects of life there's people that we know are terrified. I mean, here today, there's not a one of us that got up and thought, you know, is somebody coming to burst into my home and drag me out of my house and kill me? And yet, 7,800 miles away from here, we have Christian brothers and sisters who have a target painted on their chest because they are Christians, because they're Americans. We have others, women and children and innocent people that are there in Afghanistan, and they need our prayers. They need our prayers. And no matter what comes out of Washington, they're under deep, deep persecution and the threat of life. And we'll probably, sadly, hear more of that as the days go. But we just need to lift them up, and we need to be able to support in any way that we can those kinds of things. And then this week, it's been a difficult week. We've gone now a year and a half through COVID, and we've not lost anyone to COVID that was directly a member of the church. We've been blessed. We've had probably well over 100 people have